Hello, everybody.
I'm working on transport in molecular scale systems. In the beginning, I give you some motivations why I'm working on this and some theoretical method that I'm going to use. As you might know, the development of personalized medicine, which medical treatment is customized to an individual on the basis of genetic information, requires techniques that can sequence DNA really quickly and cheaply. Single molecule sequencing technologies such as nanopores that can sequence long, that can potentially be used to sequence long strands of DNA without amplifications or labels, but a viable technique has yet to be established. As you might know, DNA consists of two strands, is a two-strand structure that I pulled together to form the double helix. Each strand of DNA contains of four types of nucleotides, which corresponds to four types of nucleobases that are matched together between the two strands of DNA to form base pairs. Adenine, guanine, and cytosine and thymine are the nucleobases, which adenine pairs with thymine and guanine pairs with cytosine with hydrogen bonds. DNA replication is a process of producing two identical copies from one original DNA molecule, and DNA polymerases are a family of enzymes that carry out all types of DNA replications. And DNA sequencing is a process of determining the exact order of nucleobases in a DNA strand. As you can see from this plot, this is the cost of DNA sequencing from 2001 to 2013. As you can see, that the cost of DNA sequencing in 2013 per human genome is about $5,000. In this work, it has been shown that single DNA molecules can be sequenced by monitoring the electrical conductance of Fi29 polymerase as it incorporates unlabeled nucleotides into the template strand of DNA. In this work, the electrical conductance is measured by attaching a polymerase to a protein transistor, and the protein transistor consists of an antibody hemoglobin G, which is bounded to two gold nanoparticles, which in turn are attached to source and drain of the electrodes. The electrical conductance shows individual plateau for nucleotides. As you can see, this is the trajectory of the electrical conductance. And the height of each plateau is about 3 picoampere, and there are some spikes on each plateau that can be used to distinguish between the nucleobases. Here, for example, the one that has a spike at the front is for guanine, and the one that has a spike at the end is for adenine, and the one that is on the middle is thymine, and the one that has two spikes is for cytosine. Our theoretical goal is to predict quantum transport properties of molecular systems such as these, including their current voltage characteristics from first principle calculations. As you can see, this is a representative molecular scale system, which is a C60 molecule attaching to two metallic electrodes. And as you might know, that we cannot describe the system semi-classically and a full quantum mechanical treatment considering all the degrees of freedom, and the coupling between the leads is necessary. The method we want to use is the self-consistent solutions of Kohn-Sharma equations of density functional theory for an open system in and out of equilibrium. The problem is made tractable by the fact that the Kohn-Sharma potential is effectively screened, and the infinite problem transferred to a finite device region or a scattering region problem. And then this is accomplished by the fact that the effective potential, we use a natural boundary condition on the effective potential, that the effective potential inside the device region is equivalent to the effective potential of the outside the device region. And once the effective potential is known everywhere in space, we choose a basis to construct a Hamiltonian, and we construct the density matrix from non-equilibrium Green's function or from Kalish formalism. That the density matrix can be given by non-equilibrium Green's function, which is given by retarded and advanced Green function, as you can see from the second formula. And sigma is the injection of charge due to coupling the delete. And then the effective potential can be recalculated in the device region, and the problem itself is going self-consistently to be converged. And now after we calculate the density matrix, what we want to get is the conductance, and we can use the density matrix to get the conductance. So this was my motivation and my theoretical formalism for my work. So thank you if you have any questions.
Thank you, Bernas.